But first, Governor Doug Ducey has declared a statewide public health emergency as the number of possible coronavirus cases grows in Arizona and elsewhere. The impact has not ended with public health, of course, but has also caused economic strain. Yet Ducey remained optimistic about Arizona's ability to cover the cost.
Part of the reason that we have balanced the budget, tightened our belt, filled our rainy day fund, and made those decisions was to plan for a situation where we would need resources. If we're in that position, we have those resources.
But the crisis and potential price tag comes as Ducey and Republican lawmakers also seek tax cuts in the state budget. The governor was unfazed by the potential impact such cuts could have on the state economy, even as stocks and travel trend downward.
Of course, we'll be factoring in the situation of what's happening in the economy, which has been robust up until this point, and this is affecting the economy. There's no doubt about it.
The governor was speaking to Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services, who is with us now. Howie, first explain what the governor's emergency declaration will do.
Well, in a funny way, not a lot other than perhaps make him look gubernatorial. This doesn't ban mass gatherings. This doesn't order anyone to get inoculated, assuming there even were an inoculation. It does give the Department of Health some additional authority and a little bit of flexibility. For example, if a hospital or healthcare facility is licensed for, you know, let's say 30 beds, but they've got space for another 20, normally you'd have to go through a whole procedure to get them licensed and get them regulated. This allows Dr. Christ as health director to say, okay, you know, we'll expedite this. We'll say, yeah, if you need the 20 beds, just do them and we'll worry about it later. It provides some authority, at least the governor believes, for him to tell insurance companies, you will provide this testing and you won't charge if it's out of network, you won't charge copays and everything else. That's an interesting question, whether he has the authority to do that, although I think most of the insurers would like to cooperate. The other thing that's most interesting about it is something that he clearly doesn't have the authority to do, which is try to enforce price gouging laws as far as, you know, these testings for the COVID-19. The only problem is that the legislature, at least some lawmakers tried, and then Attorney General in 2004 tried to pass price gouging legislation. The Republican lawmakers said they didn't want it.
And as you reported, Howie, the current Attorney General's office gave the governor a pretty quick smackdown on that.
Oh, it's very clear. Ryan Anderson, who's a top aide to Mark Brnovich, said no. The argument of the governor is, well, this fits under the consumer fraud statutes. Well, no, the consumer fraud statutes deal with things like misleading people on a commercial, misleading people saying, I'm going to deliver X and I deliver Y. In fact, is they used the consumer fraud statutes when they were going after Volkswagen for advertising, quote unquote, clean diesels and producing something a little less than clean. It doesn't cover this. It very clearly doesn't. And as Ryan Anderson said, no, we can't prosecute anybody for price gouging absent specific legislation.
So what are Democrats in the legislature calling for? There's obviously the current legislative session going on. They want to have something else, right?
Well, this is always fascinating to me. They want a special legislative session because somehow that allows for quick action. Well, wait, aren't they already in session? Aren't these the same people I see, you know, several days a week coming down there? The argument is, well, if we put in special session, we can get quicker action because of the fact that when the session ends, the bills take effect. Well, you can do the same thing with any sort of bill with an emergency on it. If you can get 20 votes in the Senate and 40 votes in the House, it takes effect on the governor's signature. Their idea is it'll provide some focus. And quite frankly, there's a little politicking going on their side, much in the same way as going on in the Trump administration, the Democrats, in terms of who's taking it seriously enough and who's doing something. And they're taking advantage of the fact that, truthfully, this governor has a reputation of being sort of a reactive governor, and as opposed to actually being proactive. Now, he's clearly taking that to heart because he used the word proactive twice in his announcement yesterday. See, look at me. I'm getting ahead of things.
Well, I wanted to follow up on that. So this is someone who, as you say, has a certain reputation for acting a certain way. Based on what you've seen of him, we've seen him in a lot of short press conferences of late. What do you make of how he's approaching it?
I think he believes that there's a need for him to be out there and, first of all, reassuring the public that everything is fine. You know, the proverbial nothing can go wrong here. and to assure the public that he is monitoring it. The fact is, though, at these press conferences, he hasn't been the one providing the details. It's been Dr. Chris as the health director. He's sort of been there, and it's been a wonderful photo op and a wonderful television op for him to be out there. He needs to show some leadership. He is the state's chief executive, and I think that's part of it. Now, to his credit, there is no easy path to plot. I mean, on one hand, you don't want to do what President Trump did early on and say, oh, there's nothing going on here, nothing to see. It's the media's fault, and they're hyping it, even as we have more and more cases. There were 9 as of this morning. On the other hand, you don't want to alarm people and say, you know, we're all going to die. Go and stock up on toilet paper. So it's a really tricky path for him to trod. So he's trying to find that middle path that makes him appear to be on top of it, ready to do something without alarming people and without telling people, you know, we're all going to die.
Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services, you are the best, Howie. Thanks.
Well, bless you. And if you sneeze, just cover your cough.